Bayer's Playbook is brought to you by Microsoft.
Here at PNC Studios at Halas Hall, I'm Tom Thayer. And we're going to take a look at some of the things that could happen with the offense this upcoming season with new head coach Matt Nagy. We're going to take a look at this Kansas City offense and how it directly pertains to the quarterback in this play. This is a third and fourth play. So you want to give the quarterback to have a little, some options at the line of scrimmage, but also an opportunity to read downfield. As we put this play in motion, you're going to notice the quarterback, first of all, is going to put the tight end in motion, just trying to get an identification of coverage and how the defensive players are going to line up at the line of scrimmage. As he quickly comes into position, the quarterback's going to ask for the snap of the ball. As soon as he receives it, there's an obvious here. There's an obvious outlet route here by the running back, and you know the Bears can do that as well. And as soon as the quarterback sees he's got this outlet route options, he's going to look upfield. What are these two distraction routes doing? Are they attracting the attention of defensive players away from where the quarterback can throw the ball? And then this is where the patience comes in. Yeah, this is the obvious. Throw to the running back, but now look at this slot receiver. A lot like Tariq Cohen, there's their Tariq Hill. He's going to come across the formation with patience. If he can put it in the receiver's hands with a little momentum going forward, then you do. Put it in the hands of the playmaker, allow him to run upfield, and turn it upfield for a big play. This is going to be an essential part of the Bears' offense. Patience on third down by the quarterback. Now we're going to move ahead in the game a little bit more. This time it's first down. Quarterback directly behind center, I formation. Receivers distributed at the line of scrimmage, but now we're going to pay attention to the tight end. Because now with the Adam Shaheen and Deion Sims and Daniel Brown, all these tight ends can make plays anywhere on the field. But explosive plays on first down is going to be another key element for this offense. You look here, quarterback comes out. A long play action fake. Coming out from behind center, the running back 7 yards deep. A long time for the defensive players to absorb and kind of see how this fake is going to affect their job. Pay attention to the tight end here. Goes for an immediate look like he's going to block, but then he turns it upfield. Now you got the tight end in a winning position above the second level of defenders, in front of the third level defenders, wide open target. This is another big play that I think that will be very effective for the Chicago Bears going forward. Now when we look at this play a little bit further ahead in the game, again, quarterback in a standard shotgun formation, running back off to his left, two receivers to his left, one up top with the tight end. You put this play in motion, again, watch your two offensive linemen. They are pulling. Do I have a power play at the point of attack? And look at to the running back, to the quarterback. This is just an innocent fake, but look at the attention it's going to capture by the defense. And if you really handed this thing off to the running back, it's a really well-blocked play. Look at the running back come through the hole with nobody in his path until a third-level defender. But all the time, go back and look at the quarterback. As he goes through his fake, he sees a winning opportunity here by the slot receiver. As soon as he wins off the line of scrimmage, he pulls it away from the running back and delivers it to a receiver in motion upfield. When the safety guessing in the wrong direction, there's a lot of open field for him. Now, when we look at the elements of this Kansas City offense, these are a lot of things that can really fit in well with the Chicago Bears offense of the future. They have all the elements in place. Now it's to get this offense moving in the right direction. Thanks for watching.